You want to watch that new 80s stock market show?
Sure, if you want.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Home. I can only watch TV in front of my TV.
I thought we could just watch it here together, under the stars, in this romantic field.
All right, I'll be right back.
Now where are you going?
I'm gonna go get my TV and a really long extension cord and my couch from home. I always sit on my couch when I watch TV.
Okay.
TV you can only watch at home is only kind of TV. Watch shows anytime, anywhere with the DirecTV app. Switch to DirecTV and ask how to get HBO included for a year. Don't just kind of TV, DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Call for details. DirecTV app requires compatible device. Available content varies based on package and location. HBO and related channels and service marks are the property of Home Box Office, Inc.
Today I have a special guest, Kay Fittis, who is a master of success, and we are in our third segment and final segment of talking about her webinar titled Visibility for Advancement Solution. And Kay, I love this webinar. I'm not usually a webinar person.
Well, you know what's interesting, Karen, even though we're calling it a webinar, it was a little bit different than a webinar because people had the opportunity not even to have to be in front of a tablet or a computer screen. All they needed was their phone.
You know, that was really good because I'm not a real high-tech person. We just, on our lunch hour, were able to dial into you. And so that was easy for me as well. But this was a six-week class that you offered.
Right.
And it was so well-structured.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it really was. You always have these incredible teachings. And then you called on us, each of us. So we were not just us.
You weren't passive
participants. No, no. So we had to have our homework ready. And then you closed up the group and then gave us homework. And it wasn't too much. It was just the perfect amount so that we could actually be accountable for what we learned and put it into practice. And I really love that. Now, in our final segment today, you brought up meetings and how we should handle ourselves if we're finally coming to a point where we can identify our uniqueness and we are the guru. We've confidently brought what we're doing to the table. Now we're at the table.
That's right.
What happens?
That's right. Apparently, none of our participants had been Girl Scouts because they were not working off the premise and the motto of be prepared. They were going to meetings and networking events with no plan. No plan is a poor plan. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
You know, and if you regard meetings and networking as necessary evils, chances are good that you're missing out on valuable visibility at those events. Each participant was encouraged to attend a next meeting with a strategic plan. This included what she would do before the meeting, during the meeting, and after the meeting. And one of our group focused on showing up early before every meeting that she went to do a couple of things. One, to gauge the interest of powerful people that were going to be part of that meeting in ideas and projects that she was going to be putting forward, and also to lobby for those new ideas and projects. And I will say she truly mastered the meeting before the meeting by the end of that series. It was fascinating to see how she looked 100% differently at going to a meeting and is doing so ongoingly at this point.
You know, that's a really good tool, and that's a tip for public speaking as well in general, that work your audience before you get on stage.
You betcha.
And
you
so
know.
Then you're comfortable with them, they're comfortable with you, and so you're not going up there cold. So you're kind of saying that that's what she mastered.
You betcha.
Is that pre-meeting
that
meeting.
Pre-meeting meeting.
Yeah.
And also we spent a lot of time talking about where do you physically position yourself.
Yeah, that was really interesting
in a
to
meeting.
Me. Yeah.
People don't really know the sweet spot to put themselves when they're at a meeting, to be called upon, to have eye contact with the leader of the meeting, to not be invisible. So that's an interesting thing. Maybe I'll come back another time and we can talk about body language and the impact that it has. But it's interesting to me that I never do a speaking engagement without working that audience. I want to get up there on that stage and know that I have friends out there that are rooting for me and want to see me succeed as the keynote speaker or as the trainer. And what you do beforehand is critical. Mm-hmm. And those same kinds of concepts can work for networking. Mm-hmm. If you just show up, you're in for big trouble.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I had been to a women's networking meeting, and it was, I think, brutal.
It can be. And people are not thrilled, not everyone, but there are so many introverts in the world that know they need to network, but the idea is absolutely abhorrent for them.
Yeah.
And if they can go with an objective in mind, it gives them something to focus on, and they have a result.
Well, and I agree, because we talked about your personal uniqueness, what you bring to the table, your guru status, what your superpower is, how to keep a log of success so you feel confident. And then now you're talking about these meetings, bringing it to the table. And I think anybody who wants to go to a networking meeting should come to your webinar first, because it,
I agree 100%.
I really do, because it gives you the package to walk in the door and know what to do and say and how
That's
to present
right.
yourself. Because if you go in there, like I said, the one that I went to, it was years ago, I just felt so unprepared for that and felt really out of sync even with myself.
Absolutely. I know people, and I will tell you, I am one of them, that have actually paid for a networking event, gone to it, gotten to the door, and turned around and left.
Yeah,
I truly believe that one of the reasons that we were very successful in this virtual coaching program was that I had been through the struggle that every one of our participants had gone through, were going through. So I have a unique understanding. I just can't say, go out and do it. I understand the struggle.
That's really obvious, not only in the way that you conduct the virtual coaching with compassion and courtesy to everyone's fears. I keep saying there's some little genius within you, really, that you really catch every nuance of what's going on, and your teaching is so complete that really someone will walk away and they're not missing anything. And I mean that genuinely,
oh,
Kay. I've been to so many of your in-person conferences that I felt that way, that I think on my way home, wow, that was so incredible. And then this one, this virtual, was that way too. And sometimes you think if you're taking a virtual class, it's not going to be as good. But this one is actually better virtual, because as women, we start to gab, and this could go on for 6 hours, but you keep it contained to our lunchtime.
I tell you what, people's time is finite.
Yes.
And that was one of my goals, that women could participate in this. They could do it on their lunch hour. If they had to, they could go sit in their car with their cell phone.
Which I did on one occasion. Yeah.
Because some people don't have the privacy in their workplace to be able to do this. And it worked.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons it worked, it's funny, I had initially decided that I was going to do this virtual coaching for a number of reasons. One, for women to be able to get in at a lower price point than with my individual coaching. I also wanted women that couldn't come to a full-day program to be able to do this. They could do it on their lunch hour. And I wanted to save myself some time. Standing in high heels for 8 hours doing a program can be grueling. And what I found was it took more preparation time to put this together than it did any full-day program I have ever done, or even a series face-to-face
that
I have done.
It really shows. You really packed it in, and you know, maybe you even got to do it in your slippers instead of your high heels.
Well, no, because I don't feel comfortable, you know, in the slippers if I'm supposed to be thinking professionally. Yeah. But it was interesting because of the preparation that allowed us to have some wiggle room during the period of time of the coaching, but it also caused us to stay absolutely on time because I was committed.
Yes. And you were fabulous at holding us to that. And I think that made it successful too. So there was one thing at the very end that you had us do.
Yes.
And it was almost like here we built the rocket the whole way through and now you wanted us to
launch
light it. Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Our final session was really the culmination of the entire series because from the very beginning, we talked about guru status and about the importance of starting to figure out what our expertise was and getting visible with it. And that was going to come in the form of writing an article or articles to then ultimately be able to get on social media. And so that was the final one. People revamped. We looked at LinkedIn as our prime social media tool. And I know people have a love-hate relationship oftentimes with social media. But when it comes to professionalism and visibility, you can't beat LinkedIn. So we had people revamp their profiles. We went back to the need for showcasing their guru status, started posting updates and photos, and ultimately publishing article. And as one of the wonderful things was, as part of the series, we had a closed Facebook group. And on that closed Facebook group, people were able to put their articles, get feedback from the rest of the participants in the group, and not just get feedback, also encouragement, because people were nervous about putting themselves out there.
It really was. It was really bringing everything to the table, and it was a little nerve-wracking because this was the heart of our statements, either about what we're selling, who we are, and so we had to put these articles up. But I must say, for me, I had a presentation that I was working on, so I just used that. And I'm not even sure if I really got it to an article. But
there's still time.
Well, you know what I did, though, Kay, is I took it from presentation. And yes, it does need to be an article. I agree.
Yes. So I'm going to hold you there.
Okay, okay. But what I did was write it into a booklet form.
Oh, wonderful.
And so now it's already under copyright and will be published. So, but I do need to go back because our articles are important to promoting everything that you're talking about here.
It really is, because you're consistently honing in on what your niche is, what you're an expert at, that guru status, and having people that count in your career noticing that.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Very important.
We are going to close up this segment, and I wonder if you can give everyone any last thoughts that you might have. I know we'll be here a while on that, huh? Help us to understand how to think about this visibility webinar and where it will be and your contact information.
I will tell you, with the kind of success we had, people did not want the series to end.
Right.
It really was bittersweet. In fact, we ended up having a bonus call because people had developed really great relationships. And that was my goal, that people feel a sense of trust, develop relationships, as well as learn new skill sets. And they did. And with that kind of success, one would have to be crazy not to want to replicate it again. Mm-hmm. So consequently, we are repeating the program, the High Heel Success Visibility for Advancement Solution, coming up very soon. Starts February the 7th and goes through March 14th, 6 weeks long. And I would love to invite your female listeners to find out more about that program as well as high heel success in general by visiting our website, which is highheelsuccess.com. Feel free to follow me on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, and you can get a free newsletter, a free career assessment, and a free report by visiting the website. Plus, if they're a want-to-talk-to-you-in-person kind of individual, they can call the office at 513-561-4288 with any questions. Here's the final thought for me, Karen, and that would be, don't be the best-kept secret in your workplace. Mm. Get visible so you can reap the perks of your hard work and get what you deserve.
I'd say amen to that.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, and you really bring it home with this webinar. So thank you, Kay, for being here, and thank you for everything you're doing. I love all of your workshops.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I'm happy that you came today. So again, give us your website so that if anyone wants to contact you.
Absolutely. It's www.highhealed, like the shoe, success.com. And the office number is 513-561-4288. Love being here.
Yeah, I loved having you. Thank you, Kay. Thank you. Have a great week, and we will see you again for Inspired Conversations.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Jeff Britton from Britton Products, Inc., and he's out of Huntington Woods, Michigan, and you can contact him all things real estate, over 300 products on his website at brittonproducts.com, and that's BRITTONproducts.com. And also like to thank the law offices of Stephen R. Adams, LLC, on 9th Street in Cincinnati, and you can contact him at 513-659-4442.
Why is it that when someone asks you to just trust them, you just don't? Because trust is tricky. You can't just say it. You have to back it up. AAA Auto Insurance has been doing that for over 100 years. As quickly as a car accident happens, AAA starts to set things right, matching you with the right experts who make your claim their priority until you're back behind the wheel. Learn more about AAA Auto and Home Insurance. Click now or visit AAA.com/coverage.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.